also a powerful incentive.
For rocks held William's warm affection much longer than the French connection.
Oh, my dear William, is not that a thrilling sight? The whole of Gorsemere spread out beneath us like, well, almost like a bread pudding, is it not?
Bread pudding? Now there's a thought.
Good evening, Jiggins, my lord. And to your good lady, likewise.
Stand back, Dorothy. I will deal with this. What do you want, fellow?
Want, sir? I want note. I'm come to supply your want, sir.
How so?
I do sell leeches, sir. Here they be in this bucket. Ah, the loud darlings. Think on all the times when you're a-going to need them, sir.
When?
Well, I possess the gift of prophecy, sir, as it happens, in addition to my other modest attributes.
Prophecy? How marvellous! And yet, somehow, how terrible.
Indeed, my lady, as you say, how terrible. For I do see a strange, unearthly miasma of sickness a-hanging o'er your good man's brow.
Sickness? Oh, no!
Note that a few leeches in the right places won't cure, of course.
Gladly.
We'll take 24.
There you are. That'll be 3 farthings. And if there's aught else as I can do for ye...
Can you direct us to the nearest post office?
Ah, no, sir. You've come to the right place. I be the post office. I do carry the letters of ladies and gentlemen, sir, as I go leaping over the rocks in search of my little darling.
So you're also the postman.
Aye.
How charming. William, let's take advantage of this moment and send a communication to our dear friend Coleric. Dearest Coleric, splendid views, weather bracing. William, in good health, Vole Cottage awaits you. We hope soon for the intoxication of your company.
Rather an unfortunate choice of words, my dear.
I'll have this card safely delivered to your poor doomed friend before ye can blink an eyelid.
Our rustic messenger disappeared, one might almost say with supernatural suddenness, into the mists. So William and I returned to our beloved Vole Cottage. June 30th, 1799. Today I scrubbed the floors, whitewashed the walls, scoured the steps, mended the roof and chopped wood. But William worked. William, dearest.
Yes.
Would you just move your feet a bit, my love? I need to scrub underneath them.
Oh, really, Dorothy, you know how I abhor domestic disturbance when I'm deeply engaged in composition. Please, go and scrub something else.
Of course, yes. Immediately. There's nothing left to do indoors, so I think perhaps I'll go out and scrub a few boulders. Oh, just think, our first visitor. I'll go and see who it is, William.
God bless ye, missus. Can you spare the crust of bread for a poor woman and maybe a drop of milk for the wee babby?
Oh, you poor creature. Come in out of the storm and warm yourself by our fire.
God bless ye, missus. Taking pity on a poor woman such as myself. Oh, I've had a hard life of it, to be sure.
Oh, dear, how sad.
Yeah, both my parents died 3 years afore I was born, and I was raised by a hedger and ditcher what wasn't right in the head.
Oh, no.
Sometimes he'd interfere with me, God blast his eyes. Oh, pardon me, missus, if I be a bit free in my speech.
Oh, no, not at all. That's quite all right. William and I are passionate advocates of free speech. Oh.
Dorothy, my dear, who is it?
Oh, William, it's our first visitor.
They do call me Stinking Iris, sir. Well, sometimes I do roost up at Scatterscab Pike. Sometimes I do forage, sir, among the fells, where me hapless babe's trapped to me firkin.
It seems you've suffered greatly, Iris, but you must excuse me.
Oh, do not tempt me to talk of my suffering, sir. I was married at 12 to a gorse gatherer.
Well, Iris, I'm afraid
anyways,
that I've
got... Anyways, I bore him 15 children in the first 2 years.
Oh, pray.
This here child's my 20th, and the first to live beyond 3 months. I wish ye better luck, dearie. No children yet, eh?
No, you misunderstand. William and I are not husband and wife.
Oh, my lips is sealed. Oh, ye cunning pair of lovebirds. I do admire all your Frenchy ways.
Oh.
And good luck to you, say
hush,
I.
Hush, don't mention...
I won't mention nothing, dearie.